Keeping First Things First by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew 6:33. I used to hear this verse growing up in church and Sunday school and think it was some sort of hard-to-follow secret formula on how to get what I wanted. It always made me uncomfortable. I thought it advised that if I tried really hard to put God first, I'd end up getting that horse or that video game or whatever the current desire was at the time. It was a means to an end. As I grew older, I knew that couldn't be right and started to feel guilty over thinking there was a way to fake it with God to get what I wanted. I wanted to please the Lord, but I also really wanted some worldly things, be it a relationship or a particular job or college scholarship. I would think, surely, if I just put God first, the good things would come my way next. Isn't that what Matthew 6:33 promised? But that seems strange, because there were plenty of times I successfully had my morning quiet and remembered to pray and did good works and tried really hard not to sin and still didn't get what I wanted. What was wrong? I eventually realized Matthew 6:33 was a confusing verse for me because I'd only ever heard it out of its full context. And context is everything when applying scripture. When Jesus spoke this message, known as the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6, it was in the context of handling anxiety and worry. Obviously, Jesus wasn't giving the crowd a behind-the-scenes look on how to manipulate God the Father to get what they wanted. Rather, he was assuring them of the way things work. He was giving his firsthand knowledge of why we as believers have no reason to be anxious or worry. After all, if God clothes the lily of the field and makes them beautiful and cares for the birds of the air and makes sure they have food, how much more will he take care of us? That might not always mean we're decked out in the latest fashions, have an overflow of money in the bank account, or enjoy fine dining at every luxury restaurant. In fact, it more often does not mean that. It actually means something so much deeper. This verse is talking about peace of the heart, not scheming formulas for selfish gain. It's referring to faith of the soul, not hope in secular desires. It's about having a consistent joy of the spirit rather than the fleeting happiness of worldly success or possessions. It's true provision. The next time you're prone to worry or anxiety about things outside your control, remember this verse. Remember the birds and the flowers. Remember that Jesus took time to remind the crowd that God watches out for them and cares. He's not to be manipulated or schemed against, but trusted.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.